she bought. Well, when it turns out it's just the color of nice yellow butter, and every hair that sticks up there has a little blob of yellow oil on it. And it's just as clean, and on the outside of them it's dirty, but when they cut that off next to the skin, it's just soft and pretty looking as anything you ever saw.
Yeah.
But then those men said the cold water was the thing.
Hmm.
Never try to wash the sheep grease and wool off the oil out of the wool off your skin with warm water. It kind of coagulated and made it stick. The cold water took it right off. You wash your clothes in the cold water first and then put them into the hot water.
If you've had, say, a dozen oranges, and you eat them up, and then a guy comes in and says, may I have an orange? You say, I'm sorry, but they're...
All gone. Lynn says they're gone away.
Gone away, yeah.
Says they're gone away. Quite a drawl there on that.
What are common smokes from them?
Common
smokes?
Old pipe cigarettes and cigars, is that what you mean?
And if
not in that order, at least cigarettes comes first. There's more smoked cigarettes than pipe, and more pipes, I think, than cigars anymore, especially since they've got so expensive.
Well, yes, I'm glad I don't smoke those. If someone does you a very, very, very great favor, you say you're what?
Oh, I'm so grateful for it.
And then, you say you're what to the person?
Thankful. Was that a good expression? Is that what you wanted?
I was wondering if I'd get beholden or obligated or...
Well, now, there's a lot of people here that do use that obligated. Most of them say obliged, and I'm very much obliged to you. I'm obliged to you. And men say that, I think, more than women. But I notice a lot of them say that.
How about the expression, might could? I might could do it.
Yeah, that's common, very common.
I haven't noticed you using it.
Well,
I've been watching some of these things.
I think, occasionally use that. Because if there's a hesitancy there about whether I could or not, I might continue. I think I use that sometimes. Don't be saying good English, but expresses what you want to say.
It's good Southern English. If you make up your mind that you're not going to do something and someone tries to push you into it, finally in desperation, you might say, it's no use. I made up my mind and I...
Not going to do it.
And if you know something is supposed to be in some place and you go looking for it there and you can't find it, you might say, well, I can't find it now, but I know it
should be right here. Always that's my glasses when I put them down in some place I don't know, I can't see them. Time passing.
And if something is out of place, let's say you find a dirty shoe on the tablecloth, you say this.
This doesn't have any business being here.
Guy, we're just about finished. I know it's hard to believe, but we are. This thing does have an ending. If you think you can help somebody do something and then the person doesn't call you and ask for your help, you see them and you say, oh, I wish you'd call me because I...